Welcome back, everybody, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to get to some state news in short order here, but I had to start with the big news about SNAP, of course. Trump administration saying today they will follow, oh my goodness, big shock here, follow two federal court rulings from last week saying, yes, of course, you can use the contingency fund of billions and billions of dollars because Congress created it specifically for emergencies where people need to eat. So those funds are going to get flowing, not a full SNAP benefit for November, but in part. The administration said it would provide details to states on Monday on calculating what the per household partial benefit would be. The process of loading SNAP cards may take a few weeks. So again, please stay tuned. We will continue to provide updates. We've got lists of food banks all across the listening area here on the Civic Media Radio Network on our website. You can find those in our show notes. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Hi, Jenny from Madison. You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome. What you got for us this afternoon? Are you there, Jenny? Am I just not hearing Jenny, or do we not have Jenny? Somebody let me know. We do not have Jenny. Jenny, if you're there, it's me, Margaret. Ho-ho, everybody remembers that old one. Join us if you would like to. Jenny, we'll try again. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sue from Franklin. Republicans will not be true to their word and continue the subsidies for the ACA if Dems sign a CR in a partial deal. Why should Republicans be trusted? Great point, Sue from Franklin. Republicans, who are the ones, of course, in the big brutal bill, who took away the subsidies. Why should anyone trust them to put them back? And Sue, you have quite a timely sense for the news, because Axios and other outlets are reporting in this hour that Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, Tom Suozzi, Democrat of New York, and Jeff Hurd, a Republican from Colorado, alongside Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, have released a broad outline for a potential compromise extension of the ACA tax credits. Hey, look, Mike Johnson, someone who's not called the speaker is actually trying to lead. The Republican conference on the House side. The enhanced premium tax credits would be extended for 2 years with a phased out income cap for those making between $200,000 and $400,000 a year. Anybody else worried that Republicans take credit for this one? It seems to be a pattern, does it not? Republicans do something that amounts to welfare for the wealthy and mega corporations. They create a huge steaming pile that's going to crush the middle class. Democrats make all kinds of policy recommendations. Republicans claim that they have some, but don't ever actually propose any. And eventually, there's some like half measure deal cut and Republicans take credit for it. It smells a little bit like that. What do you think, folks? 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Happy Monday afternoon, my friend. What you got for us?
Yeah, well, it seems to me that since the Germans actually established a form of national health care back in 1883, that they have gradually improved it over the decades, you know, setting aside the fact that, you know, what happened in Germany in the middle of the century. I mean, but they have national health care over there. Every developed country on the planet has some form of national health care. Even Switzerland has a method of providing national health care, even though it's largely privatized. Why can't we produce that today? I mean, and as far as this, we can't get the benefits out there to the people right away. For God's sakes, we can blow bolts up in the Caribbean at the drop of a hat, right, with no evidence at all, or at least presented evidence. They can't do this overnight getting the money on people's cards. That's nonsense. I mean, I get overnight transfers all the time when I get, right, when I get my pension paid or my Social Security payment. It appears overnight. For them to do that, it's just another delay, and they didn't delay at all getting a big, huge, like you said, trillions of dollars of tax benefits to the top fraction of 1%.
fraction of 1%. Thanks so much, Mark. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-752-4842. I want to talk about, I mean, all of this is incredibly rich, pardon the use of the term, given that Donald Trump legit held a yay, we're rich party at Mar-a-Lago this past weekend. Did you hear about this? He threw a Great Gatsby-themed Halloween party, complete with dancers in, you know, 10-foot-high champagne glasses and, like, showgirls in the hole, and Jeanine Pirro dressed up and everybody in their tuxes. How utterly cruel, careless, unconcerned, but mostly totally unaccountable do you have to be to hold a Great Gatsby party, a book that is about American classicism, on the weekend that SNAP benefits run out? And oh yes, there's this other artifact, like the Great Gatsby comes out of the Gilded Age, the time of the robber barons and steel trusts and the Rockefellers and the Astors, right? That's what Donald Trump wants us to go back to. This is his obsession with tariffs. But what, how possibly cold do you have to be to hold a party that celebrates rich people being rich when Americans are worried about what they've got to eat or whether they're going to eat? It's truly shocking. But here's Mike Johnson finding his way to whine about all of this, whine about being called out by members of his own party, whine about the fact that he's had House Republicans on vacation for weeks and weeks and weeks. Here's him whining about gaslighting, Jacob, if you will. This is cut one. Unreal.
There is such a staggering amount of gaslighting and false information that Democrats are engaging in right now.
It literally comes out of your mouth every single day, Mike Johnson. I've debunked every which way I can on this show every time someone calls me from the right end of the spectrum with some nonsense about the shutdown or about the ACA subsidies or about what is legal and illegal in this country when it comes to folks who are undocumented getting health care. Hint, it is illegal for undocumented people to get any kind of Medicare, Medicaid, ACA access. That's not legal. The only way they can get any kind of health care is through EMTALA, which is 0.4% of the entire Medicare budget. And that includes all service, health service that's provided via EMTALA, whether documented or citizen. So it's a fraction of that percent. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ron from Milwaukee, what'd you make of the Great Gatsby party? Like, hey, we're rich and you're not. How gross.
I think also it's been pointed out elsewhere that apparently Trump doesn't know that in the book, the protagonist doesn't end up well, does not, you know, he comes to an unkind ending. And in meanwhile, he's a ladies' man who's running around through women left and right, spending his money. You know, it's almost like a Musk of the 1930s, you know. So, but my other point is, there's really getting to be some interesting analysis across the spectrum of these guys. And one position is that the conservatives and Republicans know that most of what they're saying is lies. They know that most of the people on food assistance and cash assistance and everything else aren't immigrants, aren't illegal immigrants, are working Americans, and they don't care because they think if you're a working American and you're taking money from the government, then you're lazy. know, you're taking something that doesn't belong. You shouldn't need it. And meanwhile, of course, if you're a billionaire, you can take all the money you want, like in subsidies from them. You know, they just treat themselves differently. They're the privileged.
Yeah, it's Ron, you raise a very interesting point. And let's just think about this for a moment. And folks, if you want to join the conversation with Ron and I, Nancy and Charles are queued up on our phone. Call line 855-752-4842. I don't know anyone who is in need of SNAP benefits that doesn't have a job. And I have been talking to people that I know about this, or that didn't work for the majority of their lives and are now disabled or partially disabled or caretaking for someone else in their family full time. The only people that I have ever known in my life who are lazy are the children of the ultra wealthy. Now, I'm not saying every single one, but the laziest fellow students I've ever known when I was in college and graduate school that wanted to, you know, read off my homework, it wasn't the kids of working folks who had loans themselves or who parents took out loans or even who had parents that saved very diligently to send their kids to school on their parents' dime. It is the kids with the trust funds. That's who is lazy. That's who wanted to read off my homework. When I was a working stiff lawyer in New York at big fancy law firms, the biggest shirkers, the biggest do nothing, FaceTime oriented, I'll move papers around my desk and glad hand my way through this job when everybody else is given blood, sweat, and tears, were the kids that had trust funds whose dad knew the partner that they worked for. The only people I have ever met in my entire life who have lived lives of leisure while providing nothing to their communities, and I mean nothing, are the children of the ultra wealthy and the grandchildren of the ultra wealthy. You ask any wealth manager, somebody that works exclusively with the ultra wealthy, and you ask them about, tell me about your theory of how generations work. You know, there's the folks that start the business and they're very, very smart and lots of creativity. And that every wealth manager, everybody that works in a family office for an incredibly wealthy dynasty of people will tell you the laziest people they know are the children and grandchildren of the ultra, ultra wealthy. You know, the leisure class. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go back to the phones. Nancy's up next, then Charles, and you can join us as well. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.